This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. There was immediate reaction to the dairy sector from the USMCA, or NAFTA 2.0, some are calling it, but not immediate relief for the dairy farmers. I'll talk about it coming up after this. One of the joys of this job is the ability to talk with growers from big operations and small ones, producing every crop imaginable. And one thing I hear from all of you these days is you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From the Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, to the JT6 grease, to the Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, the Mystic Legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, the kind you give your equipment, and maybe to take some of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. It's lubrication domination, they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. As President Trump called for renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, he often held up the inequalities for the dairy industry as it was affected by our trade with Canada. And when the word came last week that Canada had been brought into the fold under the new NAFTA, or the USMCA agreement, there was immediate positive reaction. Then a second look brought a more sober assessment of the realities of our dairy trade with Canada. A dairy analyst, Joe Cook with Informa, says the milk powder market for the U.S. milk processors selling into Canada should be more reasonable now. And he says the Canadians can no longer dump skim milk powder onto the world market, that they'll need to use that product in Canada. Joe says over the next 5 years, we could see, with the new quota system, a 35 to 40% potential increase in the milk equivalent trade. Now, he says 40% sounds great. In the whole scheme of things, though, that would be about 1 billion metric tons of milk equivalent. Or, Joe Cook says, that's 1/2 percentage point of the total U.S. production. He says the market quickly realized that near term, the U.S. dairy, as it's benefiting from the new NAFTA, wouldn't be as great as immediately thought. Longer term, some of the producers and processors in the Northeast U.S. could certainly be helped. But Joe Cook says, in perspective of the global dairy scene, the benefits of the new NAFTA won't be all that great. He points out, though, the global demand is growing. In some ways, it's the best demand we've ever seen in the world. And he says California producers, as a result, may ratchet up their production because of that. That's according to Joe Cook with Informa. I'll be back after this.